Stacey Dooley, on the front line with the women who fight back. Introduction. It's 10 years since my mum picked up the leaflet and brought it home. It said, "Do you like fashion? Do you like travel? Do you like shopping?" Tick, tick, tick. I answered yes to all the questions. If you do, give this number a call. I called the number, not sure what to expect. "I just saw your advert. Can you let me know what the story is?" "Yes," a researcher told me. "We're a production company and we're looking for 6 young consumers who are obsessed with fast, throwaway fashion." And that was me. Back then, I used to work hard, save up all my wages and go down to the Arndale at the end of the week where I would buy as many clothes as possible with no real thought about what I was buying and who had made it. We're making a documentary about where your clothes come from and the consequences of your shopping, the researcher went on. "The process will take you to India, where you'll see for yourself how the garments are made and perhaps try making some yourself. What do you reckon to that?" "Sounds awesome," I said. The only place outside Europe I'd been was New York. Then I had a moment of panic. I'd just turned 19 and had no experience of how telly works. "Wait, I don't think I'll have the money to go," I thought. "Was I have to pay?" I asked. "Oh, God, no, we'll take care of all the costs," she assured me. "Okay, cool. So why don't I come to your house and have a chat about it?" she suggested. "We can have a look at your wardrobe and we'll take things from there." "Yep, no sweat," I said. "I'll swap shifts with someone and I'll get the day off." I was working at Luton Airport at the time. I was selling perfumes in duty free. Calvin Klein one week, Dior the next. I'd been there a couple of years and I loved it. Well, that was never going to be a career. It was really easy and straightforward and I had loads of pals. I loved being with my girls. The researcher came down on my day off. She seemed quite posh, like much of the telly crowd, to be honest. As I was showing her through my things, she said, "I can't believe you've got so much stuff." I explained that I didn't really have any outgoings, so all my earnings went on shopping and holidays. I didn't have any responsibilities. I was a baby. She started firing questions at me. Now that I understand how telly works, I imagine she was rubbing her hands in glee at my answers, because every time I opened my mouth, a soundbite popped out, unawares. For instance, I had a pair of leather Dior gloves that I obviously didn't need. I bought them in Selfridges. "How much were the gloves?" she asked. "They were like £200, I said. "Oh my God, that's like £20 a finger." I cringe now, but that was my world. The expression on her face said, "I've just found a contributor." When she left, she told me not to get my hopes up because there were thousands of people left to see. "Realistically, you probably won't be selected. Thank you for your time, blah, blah, blah." I wasn't listening though. "I'm going to India," I thought. "There's just no way they're not going to take me." My mother gave me a lot of self-confidence as I was growing up. She went that extra mile to fuss me and tell me how brilliant and capable I was. "You can achieve anything," she'd say, and I believed her. She was fiercely loving and loyal. Eventually, I got a phone call saying, "You're down to the last few, but the channel have asked me to explain to you that this really is going to be quite tricky. Be very immersive and as real and close to the workers' lives as possible. So you'll be spending a month in sweatshops and you'll have to sleep under the sewing machines. You might see things that are quite upsetting. How do you feel about that?" "Yeah, no problem. I can handle it," I said. I had no idea. They invited me along to the production company to speak to the executive producer. Walking into the office was like entering a new world, a different life. The producer had his feet on the table and was on his BlackBerry throughout the meeting. There were 5 other people in the room asking things like, "Why do you think you'd be good for this?" They put me through the mill. I got a phone call a few days later saying, "We'd love you to come to India. How do you feel about that?" My heart leapt, really delighted. Next thing I knew, I was on my way to Heathrow with my bags. I didn't have a privileged upbringing, but I was very fortunate compared to a lot of people. I was brought up in Luton, and for a long time, it was just me and my mother. My father is dead now, but he was never really on the scene. My mum sort of knew that was going to be the case, so I didn't take his name. That's why I'm Stacey Doo.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?